Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 3rd. Today's word is rapporteur, spelled R-A-P-P-O-R. T-E-U-R. Rapporteur is a noun that means a person who gives reports, as at a meeting of a learned society. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Patrick Kingsley. The rapporteur was particularly scathing about bungled efforts to streamline the way welfare payments are made to individual recipients after delays in a shift to a new system led thousands of people to fall into poverty. The word rapporteur was adopted into English in the 16th century and is a descendant of the Middle French verb rapporter, meaning to bring back, report, or refer. Other descendants of rapporter in English include rapportage, a rare synonym of reportage in the sense of writing intended to give an account of observed or documented events, and rapport, meaning a harmonious relationship, as in the young teacher had a good rapport with the students. The words report, reporter, reportage, etc. are also distant relatives of rapporteur. All can be traced ultimately back to the Latin prefix re, meaning back, again, or against, and the Latin word portare, meaning to carry. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.